Thank you, Sarah. We end our news stories with the possibility of a business having to shut due to more city roadworks. The former mansion owned by Jenny Lind is on the market. A beauty spot sees clothes dumped and fires built, and a former city pub is to become a school.
Hidden on the outskirts of the city is an unusual piece of history unknown to many passers-by. Unfortunately, it's now caught the attention of thugs who have trashed the mysterious mini building. The Victorian urinal sits in St Crispin's Road and is known as the tram toilet, as it was likely to be used by drivers of electric trams passing nearby at the start of the 20th century. Thought to date back to 1882, the urinal is now under siege from people who seem desperate to destroy it. The door to the small structure has been kicked in, graffiti covers its walls, and its glass has been smashed away. John Batley, a member of Friends of Norwich City Station, which works to preserve the former city's railway history in that area, said, "The old urinal is the only one of its kind. It was used by mail passengers before going into City Station, which used to sit where the inner city ring road is now. It was still in use in the 1980s as a very early example of the use of pre-cast concrete. If it is destroyed, then we have lost yet another piece of Norwich's rich history. I hope it can be preserved properly."
A social enterprise that supports children unable to attend mainstream education will be moving to a former city pub after outgrowing its Golden Triangle base. Charity-run school Red Balloon, which is currently based in Earlham Road, will open its new learner centre in Drayton Road. It will take on the former Galley Hill pub, which first opened in 1929 and closed in 2005. Dan Kelly, Chair of Trustees for Red Balloon Norwich, said, "We had outgrown the centre we were using in Earlham Road and needed a bigger space we could expand into for the benefit of our students." Mr. Kelly said Red Balloon's new home will open this September term with 20 students, but it will have the capacity to support 30 teenagers Monday to Friday. Approximately 12 full-time and part-time staff will be employed at the Drayton Road hub, which is no change from the current staffing levels at its former home.
A city centre home steeped in a rich part of Norwich's history is up for sale for £850,000. Now a comfortable family home, 76 Pottergate, Jenny Lind House, as it's more commonly known, is the last remaining part of a mansion bought by the opera singer Jenny Lind in 1854. The Swedish Nightingale then converted the site into a children's hospital. The vendors have also revealed an image of fellow opera singer Dame Emma Albarni presenting gifts to the children in what is now the drawing room of the property. The Grade 2 listed 3-bedroom and 3-bathroom home, one bathroom is an ensuite, basks in its historical significance, yet is adapted for modern living. The property has its own sun-trap courtyard garden, which is accessible via the contemporary yet historically sympathetic kitchen. And as if the rich history of the property isn't enough to lure buyers in, the cavernous basement with arched ceilings will be. Once supposedly used as a nightclub, it is now a light and calm yoga studio and workout space.
A cemetery cat who acted as a friendly face to mourners has found a new home after suffering a mysterious eye infection. Dobby, who has been well cared for by Earlham Cemetery staff for the past few years, is moving to a new home northwest of Norwich. He has spent the past few weeks in a loving foster home. It is not known how he came to live in the cemetery, but the feline became popular with visitors and would follow people round, enjoying being fussed, sunbathing on benches, and sitting in on services. Dobby was taken to Vets for Pets in Sprowston by Dr. Louise Stone, a volunteer from Lost and Found Cats in Norwich charity. When he was spotted acting strangely and an abscess was discovered behind his left eye, Dr. Stone, 47, who lives near Beauthorpe Road, said, "Dobby is going to a couple who have two lady cats who will keep him company. The husband saw the story of Dobby in the evening news and showed it to his wife, and they fell in love with him straight away. We had a lot of people contact Lost and Found Cats about Dobby. It will be a perfect home for Dobby. Dobby is doing really well. He had a rough period for 2 weeks after the operation. It was a nasty injury. It is rare to get something like that behind the eye. He has fully recovered now and is a happy little man. He is back to his old self.
What should be an idyllic riverside beauty spot is instead being left in a disgusting state by lazy litter-louts. But not only is Anderson's Meadow seeing increased amounts of littering, evidence of makeshift fires has also been found, to the alarm of those living nearby. Stephen, 74, and his wife Diane Geldard, 65, live in Hemming Way, near the Milecross Green Space, and walk through the park every day. Mr. Geldard said, "There's litter all over the place. People try to place rubbish in the bins, but they always seem to be full." Another neighbour, who asked to remain anonymous, said the meadow is in the worst state it's ever been in. Everywhere, trolleys could be spotted, ditched in shrubs, with burned pieces of paper and blackened earth suggesting fires had been attempted in the area. Vaughan Thomas, Labour councillor for the Milecross ward, said, "I have to say I'm saddened and disgusted in equal measure about the rubbish discarded on Anderson's Meadow. I'm sorry to say that this is an all too common blight in our community. It's a simple principle, take your rubbish home with you."
Bosses have said they may need to shut up shop for good due to major works on a key city route. Norfolk County Council has announced urgent upgrades will be taking place for the traffic lights and road surface at the Boundary Junction. Both Aylsham Road and Cromer Road will also be closed at the junction of Boundary Road and Milecross Lane. Amron Husson, manager of Red Mango, is considering closing his restaurant throughout September due to the disruption. However, he fears this may be the nail in the coffin for his business. Mr. Husson said, "We understand the works need to be carried out, but it will mean business will suffer greatly. People are not spending as much money as they used to after COVID anyway. These roadworks are like a stone to the head. I might need to shut down completely, as it is not viable for us." Norfolk County Council was contacted for comment. The £500,000 works will begin on September the 5th and are expected to last until October the 21st. A fully signed official diversion route will be in place. That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. A gentle reminder that when you have finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. If there is no reply, do leave us a message and we will return your call. We hope you have enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were James McGarry and Bridget Cook on part one. Sarah Lusher edited the paper and Stephen Cox was the sound recordist. So from me, Carolyn Sayer, goodbye.
And from me, Matthew Tucker, goodbye.